from the University of Alabama Athletic Department. He is the Assistant Director for Athletic Student Services, Lance Walker, checking in with us. Lance, thanks for the time. Congratulations to you and everybody there who worked so hard in the Academic Center for the Athletic Department. I know you guys kind of share in the award, and you should, for Levi Randolph as he was named an Academic All-American today.
Oh, well, thanks, Chris, for having me on. It's definitely an exciting day here, you know, for all of our staff and everyone who had a part in this, but, you know, mostly for Levi with how much this has meant to him and all the work that he's put in. So we're certainly happy for him, and, you know, definitely he deserves this for sure.
When I was talking to Anthony Grant about this a couple of days ago, I'd kind of gotten wind and could not announce it. Capital One was making the official announcement today, and you have to wait on that. But we all knew a couple of days ago that this was the case. And he told me the story of when Levi was being recruited. And part of the recruiting process, Lance, involves potential student athletes meeting you and people on the academic side of things. And this was something that Levi basically made a goal of his before he ever signed with the University of Alabama. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're exactly
how that was relayed to me.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, we have a outstanding facility here, Bryant Hall, and our lobby area, we honor all the academic All-Americans, and it's broken down by sport, and, you know, it has the year that they were named All-American under their particular sport. And, you know, when Levi came in, I think his first question when he entered the building was, how come there's nobody under men's basketball? You know, so we kind of talked him through the process of, you know, we haven't had anyone in that sport who has been recognized as an academic All-American. And you're right, you know, like Coach mentioned, on that day he made it his goal to be the first academic All-American for men's basketball. And, you know, there's a lot of kind of neat things surrounding this, but, you know, when you work with students like we do, you know, students 18 to 22 years old, a lot of times they change their goals, you know, throughout that, you know, time period in their life, whether what they're studying, what they want to do after they graduate, those type things. But this has been a goal that he has stayed on, you know, the entire 4 years. And it's something that he thinks about a lot, you know, whether, hey, final exams are coming up, you know, these are my grades. You know, I'd like to improve, you know, to get here because this enhances my ability to be an academic All-American. So it's something that has stayed with him throughout 4 years and that he's thought about a lot and put a lot of effort into.
I mentioned this earlier when we first gave the news that he had been named academic All-American. To put just the numbers in perspective, over 300 Division I men's basketball programs that have a minimum of what, 12, 13? Well, I guess 13 is the scholarship maximum, right?
Exactly.
So 13 scholarship student athletes on over 300 Division I teams,
right?
But only 15 kids earn academic All-American designation. That's truly an elite group that he's named to.
There's no doubt about it, Chris. And, you know, kind of looking back over, you know, our history with men's basketball, you know, because there's two parts of this. You know, there's the academic side that we've kind of talked about, and there's the athletic side too.
Right.
And, you know, through our history with men's basketball, you know, we've obviously had some great players, and, you know, we've obviously had some, you know, really fine students too. But to have someone that can, you know, blend both of those and be kind of a lead in both of those areas, it's really hard to do. And, you know, he's certainly done a great job. You know, he, when you hear the term student athlete, you know, to me, that's Levi Randolph. You know, he's got, you know, his teammates look up to him. You know, he's the captain of the team, and he's the captain of the team because of, you know, what he does with basketball, what he does in practice. But he's also the captain because of the way he carries himself and because of all the things that he does academically. You know, and I think, you know, what was really neat too, when I was talking with Aaron in media relations about, you know, when the team, when Coach Grant kind of told the team the news of Levi making this, you know, all of his teammates kind of mobbed him and hugged him and all that. And I think that just shows you it was important for everybody there. It was important for Levi, but also his teammates. They really wanted that for him. And, you know, I think that just kind of shows the respect they have for him as the leader of the team.
Talking with Lance Walker, Assistant Director of Athletic Student Services. One of his areas of oversight is working with student athletes in men's basketball. And again, today it was announced that Levi Randolph, becoming the first academic All-American in men's basketball history at the University of Alabama, Capital One, naming him a second-team academic All-American choice. You, before you worked for the University of Alabama, you yourself were a student athlete. You were part of the men's golf program. The amount of hours that these people, these young people, have to put in, I'm not sure the average listener, the average fan, I guess I should say, understands what all goes into it. They know there's practice time, but the basic time demands are mind-boggling to me. Kind of from your standpoint, and I'm not asking you to give a minute by minute, but you do help with a lot of this. Kind of talk about what the student athletes have to do to make sure that they get a schedule built that allows them to really pursue the area of study that they want to make the grades they want to make and need to make and be as good as they can academically, but still work that within what they need to do from an athletic standpoint.
Right. Well, you know, our job here, we, you know, obviously communicate a great deal with the coaches and, you know, Coach Grant and his staff. You know, obviously, if you look at the numbers, you know, they have been, you know, very supportive and do a great job on the academic side, you know, supporting us. You know, with these student athletes, you know, we're sitting down with them kind of prior to the semester, talking to them about their goals going forward as far as what they want to major in, what they want to do when their basketball career is over, whenever that is. And, you know, we work together on, you know, helping them kind of build that schedule that's going to go towards those goals that they have. You know, kind of, you know, in the middle of the semester, at this point, you know, obviously the mornings are kind of spent, you know, with class attendance, going to all their classes. After lunch, they're over at the Coliseum, you know, meetings, workouts, practice, doing all those things. And then a lot of times at night, they're back here in the academic center seeing their tutors. So it is, you know, we tell guys kind of in the recruiting process, you know, time management is huge when you're talking about the academic side of things. So, you know, really that's one of our big goals here is to, you know, help these guys, you know, give them a plan that's going to help them be as successful as possible, you know, each semester. And, you know, Levi's, you know, obviously done a great job of that. You know, the way he carries himself, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I'm talking to faculty members out on campus, I can't tell you how many positive comments you hear about Levi. You know, just kind of out of the blue, people call in and say, hey, you know, I had Levi in class. I just wanted you to know he is a, you know, a class student athlete. You know, he's a guy that is at class every day. He's respectful to all the folks on campus. You know, he gives it his best. You know, all those things. I mean, there's really not anything else you could ask from him. And, you know, the cool thing with Levi is, you know, he's been kind of a part of this process. You have to be on the all-district team before you're eligible to be an academic All-American. He's been on all-district three times. So, you know, right. We've kind of been down this road before. He's been close. So, you know, as a senior this year, this was kind of his final shot. So for him to make it this year, you know, is just great. And I think above everything else, everybody's just so happy for him because they know, you know, who he is. They know how much it meant to him. So I'm just really happy that, you know, that it worked out for him. And, you know, I feel definitely he deserves it for sure.
Last thing real quick, and I'll let you go, Lance, and appreciate the time today. But you deal with football, too. I know you deal with a number of sports, but football, in addition to men's basketball, you work with a great deal as well. The success that Nick Saban has had on the field, it's not a coincidence that his guys are doing well in the classroom, too. And I guess my point to that is when you get kids, you mentioned time management, when you get them doing the right things in all areas, you've got a better, or on the academic side, I guess, you really give yourself a better chance of getting them to do the right thing and being where they're supposed to be and do all the things they should do when it comes to their assignments on the football field or the basketball court or whatever the sport happens to be.
Right. Well, yeah, there's no doubt about it, Chris. And, you know, Coach Saban and his staff have always done a fabulous job in that area. You know, we had 22 guys play in the playoff game this year that already graduated. Seven of those guys already had their master's degree, which is just unbelievable, and a credit to those guys for the time that they put in. And without the support of the coaches, it would make our job very difficult. So we're just very fortunate. We're in a good time right now. And, like we were talking with Levi earlier, being the captain of the team, when we're recruiting guys and when these guys are coming in as freshmen, it's easy to say, hey, look at that guy, Levi Randolph. This is how you do it. And when you have older guys on the team that are all graduating, doing the right thing, it makes it easier for the young guys to kind of follow along with that and kind of keep it going.
Lance, I greatly appreciate the time. Again, congratulations to you and everybody over there at Bryant Hall that works so hard with all of our student-athletes at Alabama. And, I know you guys share in this award, and you should, greatly appreciate you spending some time talking about Levi and the process with us here today.
Yeah, no problem, Chris. Good luck up in Nashville this weekend. Hope you bring back a win.